I've come to recognize since August the importance of these derbies and what these derbies mean to the entire canton. It's simple. We knew the team we have. We have a really good hockey team. Unfortunately, we've gone 2 months without having the hockey team together. Getting Schlage back in net, Roman Lopel. You could feel the whole confidence in the dressing room, the whole confidence in our practices. And this is it's allowed us to go with four import forwards, allows us to have much more options on the attack, and it's a fun team. It's a fun team to stand on the bench for when you see the horses we have. And tonight, you could feel the team was not going to be denied tonight. You could feel that all the way from yesterday to today, that all the leaders led, goalies stopped pucks, defenders defended, and offense guys produced the goals. And I really, really proud of the team tonight.
Before the break, you, Domenichelli, said after the break we will see another Lugano. What was different? Is it just the guys that came back, or on what did you work on during the break?
Well, to be really honest, it is. It is the guys who come back. It's hard to see injured players come in the dressing room every day, and when you have 4, 5, 6, 7 injured players, it's unfortunate for the players, but it just hurts the whole morale of the club. But when you see great players back in uniform and contributing in practice, and the camaraderie that this team has between each other, you can just feel a whole different aura around the team when you get these players back in the lineup. And you know, coaching is a real simple job. You have a great team, you're a great coach. And tonight I had a great team, but I'm not so sure about great coaching, but I'm sure I had a great team tonight. Okay.
The team was almost complete tonight. Bertaggio didn't play. Why did you?
Well, Bert's a great player. He has all the capacities to be a great player. And we need him. We need him to step up and be the way we know he can be. And sometimes for every player, if you have a chance to stand back and look inside, then sometimes it's going to help your game a little bit. And he cannot come and just fill a jersey. He's a guy that we know. When I used to coach against him, he was an impact player. And that's my message. I'm being honest to the public. I've been honest to Bert. We just want him just to be the guy he was. Nothing more, nothing less. And when he's on his game, he's a guy that the opposition defense fear. His speed is one of the highest in the league, and we know that what he's capable of doing. And I'm really proud of the team to play without Bert tonight and to have a good result. But when Bert comes back and he's on his game, we know we're going to have ourselves a real good player.
And for you, Lugano is going to come back in his position in the position of...
Well, I know one thing. Always enjoy the game you've just had. So I'm going to go home tonight. I'm going to probably have a glass of wine, sit on my couch, and at 12:01, I'm going to worry about tomorrow.
Thank you, gentlemen. Can you give us an update on Turkup? His hand
is something serious? Yes, it doesn't look good, but he's a tough guy. So, fingers crossed, and we definitely do not want to lose Turk. But we're going to enjoy the win and get up in the morning and pray for Turk.